Your presentation today, Michael, was What's in the Box? Tell us, what is in the box and when is the box coming?
Okay. Well, the box that we're talking about is actually a part of a new citrus nutrient management program that IFAS is rolling out this fall. And the box is actually a nutrient testing kit that is going to be given to growers who participate in this new program. And the background or the reason for the nutrient testing kit is to help growers customize their fertilization program to the needs of their individual groves. Right now in throughout Florida, we're seeing a lot of citrus groves turn around, improve both yields and overall health as a result of the fertilization programs. As growers are experimenting with what's working, what's not, growers are pretty desperate to become more efficient with their fertilization use because if fruit prices continue to drop, we're going to have to be more efficient with using things like fertilizers that cost money. And so that's part of our goal is to help growers turn around their groves, make them more productive, and make them more economically productive through this type of program. And IFAS specialist and citrus agents will be working with growers using these nutrient test kits to sample groves four times a year, get a nutrient analysis back, and then make recommendations that the growers can use to adjust their fertilization program to what's needed to keep that grove healthy despite the presence of HOB.
And the kits are free to growers, and it covers how large of a block for testing?
Yeah, so the kits are, we'll call them starter kits. It's enough for a grower to sample a 20-acre block for a year, and IFAS was going to cover the cost of those nutrient analyses, the leaf samples and the soil sample, for the first year, for one 20-acre block for each grower. And the idea is that we're going to help walk through how to do this, how to customize the program over the course of a year, with the expectation that once people see how easy it is and how they can make those adjustments that's really beneficial, that more and more folks will do that on their own.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.